This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Hey, this is Anaya Day, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew, and I'm on a natural high every time I listen to them. Yes.
The Hump Day Crew have attempted writing entries for the Lesbian Erotica anthology, and one of these pieces is hopefully written by an Australian queer woman. Can you guess which one it is?
We're reading other people's, so we're not necessarily reading our own. So it started as a fumble in the dark, but quickly escalated. Danny looked deeply into Shannon's eyes and whispered, "Breathe out, so I can breathe you in." The heat level was rising as they explored each other's bodies, licking and kissing each part of their silky, smooth skin. Danny lightly stroked her tongue along the back of Shannon's neck, easing her way down, stopping ever so often to increase the anticipation. Shannon shuddered and sighed, imagining what would come next, their naked bodies merging into one, breathing as one, moving in rhythm, their lust building moment after moment, beads of sweat gleaming in the moonlight on Shannon's firm body.
Number two. May not necessarily be mine, but guess whose it is. Shannon and Danny were roommates. Shannon was quite the industrious type who was always studying, while Danny was the social partygoer who was always looking for a good time. Shannon was openly gay while Danny was straight, but it was their differences more than their similarities that kept them as such great friends. They kind of balanced each other out. One typical night, Shannon was home alone, studying while Danny was out. Shannon thumbed through his laws and ethics books, marking possible pages of use. All the lights out except a single desk lamp illuminating the study area. Hours passed and Shannon glanced at the clock. It was 1 a.m. Danny usually returned around this time. It was Thursday after all. Suddenly the keys rattled in the door and heard as Shannon turned. Danny floated through the door displaying a huge grin. "Still studying? Good Lord, I'm so tired. I need a shower. Then I gotta hit the sack. Get your little ass out of the book already." Shannon replied with a laugh. As he turned, he caught Danny removing a tight-fitted shirt, tossing it to the ground, and shoving off a toned torso. Danny caught Shannon, joked, calling him a pervert. He laughed, winked, and flexed, knowing there was an audience. This continued with pants falling to the ground, leaving tight black boxer briefs being the only thing left. Danny grabbed a towel, wrapped it around, dropping the underwear to the ground, kicking them off, and turning to leave to shower. "Have we run out of shampoo?" Danny said, reappearing behind and startling. Shannon placing a hand upon his shoulder. "Oh, I'm sorry. Did I scare you?" said Danny. And then it happened. Shannon moved his hands and leaned in and kissed Danny's neck. Danny's hands grabbed the roommate's back of his shoulders and letting out a small, quiet moan. Danny paused and said, "I've honestly never done this before, but I know I want to." The hugest smile came across Shannon's face. It was met by a big smile from Danny. "That's what I'm talking about," Shannon smirked. They kissed and Shannon's t-shirt was torn off. Hands ran over the other's torsos, arms, back and thighs exploring. Danny pulled back, pushed Shannon down against the hard, cool desk. Shannon leaned over, sucking on a nipple and kissing down Danny's shorts line, moving lower and lower. Danny let out a loud moan as Shannon breathed heavily in anticipation, kissing Danny's thigh. Shannon resurfaced to meet Danny's eyes, both breathing heavily together.
And our third one.
Our third one. This isn't necessarily written by myself. My muscles tightened. She takes me over to our special corner where it always happens. I want to please her and try to remain fixated on her words, despite the grunts and groans emanating from the corners around me. When I am with her, it feels like steamy summer night where someone around us is drenched in perspiration. I cannot seem to relax despite my best efforts. To buy myself some time, I try to distract her with random banter, but her experience refuses her to be swayed. "This will hurt," she says, as her mint breath brushes my cheek. I shiver and succumb to her strong body that stands behind me. She places her hand along my back. It is through that moment that I know that my body is hers. I will do anything she requests. She examines me in the mirror, which seems like for hours. My body tenses. She smiles with a twinkle in her eye and clasps an instrument. Turning herself to me, she hands me the instrument, to which I clutch in return. I cannot refuse her wants. I want to please her. I cast my mind back to the last time we used the instrument. By the time we were finished, I could barely walk. The pain followed me around for a week. Sorry, I can't keep it. I look into her eyes in the mirror and begin to push upon an instrument. Her guidance is comforting, but at the same time, intimidating. Her mouth moves, but amidst the pain, pleasure and perspiration of cascading over me, I cannot hear them. I feel her pressing closer, guiding the rod lower, up and down. Pain surges throughout my body and rips through my legs and I bend to the floor, up and down, my eyes filled with both tears and determination. Still I carry on, up and down, pumping as hard as I can. I long to hear her say the words, this end paradox of extreme pain and pleasure, and finally she yells, "And racket!" She takes her instrument away from me and I clutch my legs, and that's what it's like doing squats with a personal trainer. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Lesbian erotic at the Hump Day Crew style. Now, can you guess which one it was? We have Ads with his...
The short one.
Yeah, the short one. Me with my Shannon and Danny story and Bish with his personal trainer squatting story.
Yeah, that was climactic, wasn't it? Eh? So, you know, guessed, ladies, which one was written by the Australian queer woman?
I would have to say that the last one was definitely Ginny.
Well done.
So the one I read out.
Yeah. Only because she loves her squats.
I do love my squats.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.